Chapter 58 to 60. And I began to speak the third parable concerning the righteous ones and concerning the elect ones. Blessed are you, righteous and elect ones, for glorious will be your lot. The righteous ones will be in the light of the sun, and the elect ones in the light of everlasting life. The days of their life will have no end, and the days of the holy ones will be innumerable. They will seek the light and find righteousness with the Lord of spirits. There will be peace for the righteous ones in the name of the eternal Lord. And after this, it will be said to the holy ones in the heavens that they should seek the secrets of righteousness, the portion of faith. For the sun has risen upon the earth, and darkness has passed away. And there will be inexhaustible light, and they will not come to a limit of days. For the former darkness will have been destroyed, and light will endure before the Lord of spirits. And the light of truth will endure forever before the Lord of spirits. In those days, my eyes saw the secrets of the lightnings and the luminaries and their laws. And they flash for a blessing or for a curse, as the Lord of spirits wills. And there I saw the secrets of the thunder, when it crashes in the heights of the heavens. And he showed me how its voice is heard in the dwelling places of the earth. And the voice of the thunder is for peace and blessing, or for a curse, according to the word of the Lord of spirits. After that, all the secrets of the luminaries and the lightnings were shown to me, and they flash for blessing and for satisfaction. And he said to me,
Son of man, you wish to know what is hidden here.
And the other messenger who went with me and showed me what is hidden, told me what is first and last in the heavens and in the heights, and beneath the earth in the abyss, and at the ends of the heavens, and on the foundation of the heavens, and in the storehouses of the winds, how the winds are divided, and how they are weighed, and how the portals of the winds are divided and numbered, according to the power of the wind, and the power of the light of the moon, and according to the power of righteousness. And he told me the divisions of the stars according to their names, and how all the divisions are made. And he told me the thunders, according to the places where they fall, and all the subdivisions of the lightnings, that they may flash, and their host, that they may obey at once. For resting places were given to the thunder, as it awaits its voice. And the thunder and the lightning are inseparable. And although they are not one, by the operation of one and the same Spirit, the two of them go forth inseparably. For when the lightning flashes, the thunder utters its voice, and the Spirit, at the right time, causes it to rest, and divides equally between them. for the storehouse of their occurrence is like that of the sand. And each of them is held in check with a bridle and is turned back by the power of the Spirit, and likewise driven forward according to the number of the regions of the earth. And the spirit of the sea is masculine and strong, and according to the power of its strength, it draws it back with a rein. And in like manner, it is driven forward and disperses upon all the shores of the earth. And the spirit of the hoarfrost is an evil messenger, but the spirit of the hail is a good messenger. And the spirit of the snow has withdrawn because of its power, and the spirit in it is special, and what arises from it is like smoke, and its name is frost. And the spirit of the mist is not mingled with them in their storehouses, but has a special storehouse, because its course is glorious, both in light and in darkness, and in winter and in summer. And in its storehouse is a messenger. And the spirit of the dew has its dwelling at the ends of the heavens, and it is connected with the storehouses of the rain. And its course is in winter and in summer. And its clouds and the clouds of the mist are associated, and the one gives to the other. And when the spirit of the rain moves out from its storehouse, the messengers come and open up the storehouse and lead it out. And when it is scattered over all the land, it is joined with the water which is upon the land. And whenever it is joined with the water on the land, for the waters are for those who dwell on the land, for they are nourishment for the land from the Most High who is in the heavens. Therefore, on this account, there is a measure for the rain, and the messengers are given charge of it. All these things I saw toward the garden of the righteous ones.